As we listen to the book of Leviticus establish the feast days for the Jewish calendar, one of my favorite words that Moses says and reveals from God is that they shall do no sort of work. Yes, that's a nice thing, that you shall do no work. Take it easy and to rest. And we do that. God tells us to do that, of course, on Sundays and on every solemnity, so that we have time to do that most important work, which is to praise God or to contemplate Him, to think about Him, to rest with Him, because that's what God is doing on those days. He's resting. How important it is for us to take that time. And we do that in a certain sense every time we come to Mass. A lot of times it's not, when we come to Mass, it's not about doing this or that. We certainly have to have people helping do certain things during the Mass, and the priest has to obviously do the actions to celebrate the Mass. But everyone is coming to Mass to do that work of resting in the Lord, to rest in the Lord. And one of the saints that knew this probably better than so many others is the obscure saint that we celebrate today. There's two of them, actually, St. Eusebius of Vercelli, which I don't know much about. I'll have to find out more next year for you. But the other one is St. Peter Julian Aimard, who spent so much of his priesthood simply adoring Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist and getting others to do the same, whether it was the religious orders that he founded of men and women, but also the lay faithful. If you ever took part in a Eucharistic Congress, it probably has its roots in today's saint, St. Peter Julian Aimard. He recognized that the Eucharist is a source and the summit and the center of our very lives. And we are to do that all-important work of no work, simply placing ourselves in the presence of Jesus and getting to know who He really is. Notice the people in the gospel, they thought they know who Jesus was. They actually grew up with Him. We know who He is, carpenter. Where did He get all of this? And they actually turn against Jesus because they think they know who He is. We need to take that time, my brothers and sisters, and realize that we are in the awesome presence of Jesus. And when we are in His awesome presence, we're in the awesome presence of God. Jesus is truly present in this Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive Him. St. Peter Julian Aimard, pray for us.